Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together, a prayer to help us love one another.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, planning your finances is bigger than just money. We help you put your plans into motion and faith into action so you can do more for the ones in your heart. Because sometimes all you need to make a difference is someone to help you make it happen. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals. With 350 academic programs as of June 2024, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
A Prayer to Help Us Love One Another, written and read by Lynette Kittle. We love because He first loved us. 1 John 4:19. Love is pretty irresistible to people, and God loving us is where our ability to love first begins. Classic 1960s peace and love music, like All You Need Is Love by the Beatles, and What the World Needs Now Is Love by Jackie DeShannon, encourage people to love one another, recognizing the power love has to move hearts. Especially when love is extended to us undeserved, where we haven't done anything to attain it, it softens our hearts, teaching us how to love others. Sadly, these days, though, it doesn't seem like the world is noticing and saying things like, "Look, those Christians really love one another. They must be true disciples of Jesus." As believers in Jesus, if we aren't hearing this, we most likely need to step our loving one another up a few notches. 1 John 4:16 explains, "And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them." We may wonder, is it even possible to have the love of God in us and not love others? As Christians, we are called to love each other. It's a sign to the world that we belong to Him and are His disciples by the way we love one another. Yet in our current culture, it seems there are some Christians who have forgotten that loving others is probably the most authentic evidence of a heart that loves God. And if we aren't loving others, it's revealing the true condition of our hearts, along with our relationship or lack of relationship with God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love, 1 John 4:8. As followers of Jesus Christ, Our most important relationships begin with love, beginning with our salvation, where God loved us first, reaching out to us with His love. Romans 5:8 explains, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." As well, John 3:16 describes, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." With salvation, we receive God's love along with His call to love one another, including spouse, neighbor, and even enemies. God's instruction to love others is fervent. As in Mark 12:31, God calls us to love our neighbor, which is more far-reaching than just loving the person next door to us. It includes loving our spouse, children, parents, co-workers, those in our community, in our nation, and around the world. Even a further reach for most of us is God calling us to love our enemies, those who have hurt us in countless ways, rejected us, and influenced others to reject us, cheated on us, and cheated us out of promotions and benefits, those who have betrayed us on various levels, including relationships, confidence, and more. Still, God isn't allowing us any spiritual support to withhold love from those who hate us and persecute us. As Jesus tells us in Matthew 5:44, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." In these situations, we want to consider what love really consists and looks like. Asking, is it truly love when it seems right, makes us feel good and we want to offer it, or is it really love when we choose to offer it despite our feelings, doesn't give us warm, cozy feelings, and we don't want to offer it, but do because we love God? Let's pray. Dear Father, our hearts are deeply grateful for you reaching out and extending your love to us first. Thank you for teaching us how to love one another by loving and teaching us how to love. All that we know about love comes from you because you are love. Today and each coming day, we ask you to strengthen us to stretch further than what is comfortable or convenient for us to reach out in love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, planning your finances is bigger than just money. We help you put your plans into motion and faith into action so you can do more for the ones in your heart. Because sometimes all you need to make a difference is someone to help you make it happen. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at thrivent.com.